AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We have official guidance now on the trans military ban that is being instituted by Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump. And I'm going to get into my outrage about that after I read for you a little bit of what they have declared is the new policy of the United States military. So starting at the top, it's the policy of the U.S. government to establish high standards for service member readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity. This policy is inconsistent with the medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals with gender dysphoria or who have a current diagnosis or history of or exhibit symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria. So not potentially even just transgender folks this might apply to, but others who might be accused of exhibiting symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria. They go on to say explicitly, here's the statement, individuals who have a current diagnosis or history of or exhibit symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria are no longer eligible for military service. As for existing members, the memorandum instructs the heads of the various branches to establish procedures and implement steps to identify service members who have a current diagnosis or history of or exhibit symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria within 30 days. And within 30 days of this identification, all existing service members who have such a diagnosis are assigned to the Office of the Secretary of Defense and will be reassigned to for the purpose of initiating administrative separation processes, which means kicking them out of the military. There is a waiver. I was intrigued by this. There's a waiver. I was thinking maybe for, I don't know, trans service members who have served honorably and have demonstrated that they're not a threat to cohesion in any way and have demonstrated that they're a strong warfighter, etc. No, that waiver does not apply to anyone who has transitioned or attempted to transition. It only applies to people that I guess have exhibited these symptoms, whatever those are, of gender dysphoria, and they could get around such accusations, I guess, if they've demonstrated for a certain number of time that they are strong in their body parts, whatever the fuck Pete Hegseth wants. I don't know. I guess Hegseth maybe will do a dick check on them and see and make sure everything's okay. So that's where we are. I want to go back to that first segment that I read. This order is set because they want to protect our military's readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity. So they're explicitly saying that if you are transgender, you are not honest. You do not have humility. You do not have integrity. I mean, it is such a fucking slap in the face, like for two men, Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, who have cheated on multiple wives. In Donald Trump's case, bragged about cheating on his wives in the newspaper while his young kids were still in school. In Donald Trump's case, bragged about sexual assault to Billy Bush during Access Hollywood, and Donald Trump's case, someone who's been adjudicated in civil court of sexual assault, V. Jean Carroll, who's lied about that, who's been adjudicated as having lied about that, has been reprimanded by the court about his lies. And then you have Pete Hegseth, a man who was accused of sexual assault in California, but even in his telling of the story, was cheating with a married woman while drunk, hammered at 1 a.m., berating a hotel staff on a work trip. Meanwhile, his baby mama was at home with their young child, and his wife was engaging in divorce proceedings against him. We have to go through Donald Trump's whole history of fraud and lies and Pete Hegseth lying on Fox News. Like, the idea that these people, Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, would look at transgender military service members, servicemen and women, and say to them, "You do not have the honesty or integrity to be in our military. Fuck you. Fuck you, Pete Hegseth. You don't have the honesty or integrity to come into my home." All right. If my daughter was around Pete Hegseth or Donald Trump, I would do everything possible to ensure that she was not alone with them one-on-one. Like, the notion that these men can point their finger at people that are voluntarily serving our country and saying that because they identify as transgender, or because they, have some history of gender dysphoria, that makes them dishonest, that makes them people that don't have integrity. It is so fucking gross. It just makes you want to throw up on their shoes. Like, these men are trash. They are dishonest. They do not have humility. They do not have integrity. And for them to accuse other people of that while they are putting themselves in harm's way for our country, unfortunately, had they not won, it would disqualify them from public service. But obviously, I guess the American people disagree with that. But from my opinion, it disqualifies them from representing our country. And, on top of that, I've done this before, but I didn't serve in the military. So, I think maybe there are legitimate reasons for people to try to avoid military service during Vietnam. But you cannot tell me that you are a lying draft dodger who pretended that you had a foot injury, and you then judge the service of people who volunteered to defend their country, who volunteered to put themselves in harm's way, who have gone and served this country in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are willing to serve this country. If you, Mr. Trump, bungle us into some stupid war, which is certainly possible, for you to denigrate them, to fire them, to demean them. In some of these cases, folks that are transgender maybe transitioned long before they're in the military, and don't like have and are living their lives happily, serving their country, standing side by side with their fellow warfighters. And now that they have to deal with the humiliation and shame of being kicked out, having to tell the people in their lives why they're being kicked out, it is despicable. It is a despicable way to treat our service members. It also is a despicable just accusation against transgender Americans, people that you're supposed to represent, Donald Trump, that just by the nature of them being transgender, you do not find them to be honest or with integrity. It's sick. It's a dark day. It's something that I think a lot of us thought we'd turn the page on in this country. And unfortunately, Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are embarrassing themselves in our country by issuing these accusations. And they are causing real damage in the lives of people who we should be honoring and thanking for their service. So that's that. That is the waiver. It's official. We have this guidance from the DOD on the transgender service ban. We'll keep you guys posted as more news pops up. Make sure to subscribe to the feed, and we'll be seeing you soon.